Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ. We welcome you once again. This is the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Hour. We're thanking God for his grace and mercy and for his truth. We're thanking God for you tuning in to hear us once again. We're going to go quickly to the Word of God tonight. I'm a little stirred in my spirit, but the Lord is speaking to us. He wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to hold on, and he wants us to be strong. Our scripture tonight comes from the book of Psalms, Psalms 118, if you will. And one particular verse that stands out to me that I will be taking my text from tonight is verse 17. Okay, I'll be reading shortly, but the verse that I will be taking my scripture from tonight, my key verse, is verse 17 of Psalms 118. And it says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And just to give you kind of an idea of what Psalms 118, verses 1 through 16 was speaking of, David was thanking God and began to praise God for what the Lord had done. David was reminding himself of the victories that had taken place prior. It's good for us to have a remembrance and have a memory of what God has done for us. It's not going to benefit us if we cannot retain or remember what the Lord has done in the past, just to know and to assure us and to give us some sense of comfort to know that if he did it before, he'll do it again. If he brought you out once before, he's able to do it again. If he delivered you before, he'll do it again. And so David starts out in Psalms 118 by saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. So what David was doing, he's wrapping up and he's engulfing everyone. He's not leaving anyone out. Those of the Israel tribe of Israel, from the house, those of the house of Aaron. And then he said, then those of you that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Verse 5 says, I called upon the Lord in my distress. The Lord, not only did he answer me and set me in a large place, the Lord didn't only answer me when I called upon him, but he picked me up, he placed me and put me in a large place, took me out of the distress and placed me in a place of peace, a place of rest, a place of abundance. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Now, when you talk, David is talking with confidence because he knew and knows his place in the Lord. When you know your place in the Lord, when you know that you know what you know, you can rest assured, stand assured that God, who he is to you. When you've gone through some things in your life and you've experienced some things in your life, and you know that there was nobody but the Lord that brought you through and brought you out, you stand in victory. You stand in confidence knowing that if the Lord did it once before, he'll do it again. So David stood in confidence. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in princes. All nations compassed me, for decided to turn against me and compass me about. But in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about. But in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees, they are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. You came for me. That's verse 13. Thou hast thrust sore at me. You came for me. And you came for me hard. You came for me mighty. You shut all your forces and you came for me really, 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 really deep. But it was the Lord that helped me. For the Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. Skip on down to verse 17. It says, I shall not die, but shall live and declare the works of the Lord. When you've experienced things with the Lord and you've walked with God as David did, you develop a personal relationship with him. And you begin to learn your boundaries, so to speak, or your do's and don'ts with the Lord. You begin to learn the sensitiveness. You begin to become sensitive to his voice, to his touch, to his call. You become more attentive and more alert to when he's speaking to you. But that only comes through walking with him and developing a personal relationship with him, spending time with him, one-on-one without anyone else around, without an audience or a crowd, but just one-on-one with the Lord. And so because David had spent time and developed a relationship with his God, he was able to stand in confidence and speak and say, the God that I serve, my God, my friend, my Savior, my deliverer, my strong tower, he is my help. He has helped me before, and he's going to help me again. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not going to die, but live. No matter what you throw at me, no matter what the situation entail may bring, no matter how difficult or how complicated things may be, he said, I'm not going to die, but I'm going to live, and I'm going to declare the works of the Lord. The scripture declares and tells us, the Lord said that you are my witnesses, saith the Lord. We are the witnesses for the Lord in the earth. If the Lord don't deliver us, if the Lord don't heal us, if the Lord does not bring us, who's going to tell of what he's able to do and capable of doing? So he has to bring us to a place of victory. He has to give deliverance to us. He has to heal us so that we can tell somebody that the God we serve is a righteous God, that the God we serve is God Almighty, the one true and living God. And David is telling us tonight, for the Lord himself chastens those whom he loves. When we get out of order sometimes, or we step out of line, we'll get the chastening from the Lord. The Lord loves you. He'll chasten you. And if you love the Lord, you will heed to his chastening. The gate of the Lord, this is the gate of the Lord. Enter into it with righteousness. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and become my salvation. I'm going to skip down just a little bit. The stone which the builders refused has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. But this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now. Send now prosperity. Save now. Verse 25. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. For God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. O, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. I first want to look at of this comfort in this particular passage of Scripture. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous and in the mine, particularly in the family. The dwellings of the righteous in this world are but tabernacles, mean and movable. Here we have no cities, no continuing city. But these tabernacles are more comfortable to them than the palaces of the wicked are to them, for in the house where religion rules. So it's saying these tents that they had for places of worship, they were able to pick those tents up and those tabernacles in the tents and move them where they desired. And as they moved them, they were able to worship the Lord in sincerity and in the beauty of holiness. They were able to worship the Lord from their hearts and with all they had because they were able to move the tents. He's saying he would rather be living in tents, dwell in tents and praise and worship in tents than in the finest of palaces where all hell and wickedness carry on. In the finest of, and I would love, I would rather worship the Lord in a tent than in the finest of these churches where the enemy is sitting up and the devil reigns and rules and have set up and taken on the place of the believer. Have maneuvered and snuck his way into and walked right up into the house of God. Dressed like, look like, smell like, shout like the man of God and the women of God and the people of God. So I would rather dwell in a tent than in the finest, beautifulest tabernacle or church where the enemy and the devil and the wicked rule. There is salvation, safety from evil. Earnest of eternal salvation, which has come to this house. The Lord has established and set up a way that we are saved from the evil one. But we have to take hold of what is placed before us. He said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Where there is salvation, there is a cause for rejoicing. Did you hear that? Where there is salvation, there is cause for rejoicing. For continual joy in God. Holy joy is called the joy of salvation, for in that there is abundant matter of joy. Where there is rejoicing, there ought to be the voice of rejoicing. That is, praise and thanksgiving. Let God be served in joyfulness and gladness of heart. With all the joyfulness and gladness of heart, we must serve our God and give to him what's due him. Secondly, rejoice for the victory that he's given us. For the right hand of the Lord does valiantly, in Psalms 118 and 15. And it is exalted. The right hand of God's power is engaged for his people. In other words, his right hand, the power of God's hand is ready, loaded and locked and ready for his people. And it acts vigorously for them that therefore are victoriously. And thirdly, of his life, he said, I shall not die, but I shall live. I shall not die by the hand of my enemies. No. My enemies are not going to have any thrill or any praise or rejoicing of taking me out. So I will not die at the hands of my enemies. The Lord will not allow me to die at the hands of my enemies. Those that seek my life, those that seek to destroy me, those that seek to destroy my name, those that seek to bring me down, those that seek to defame me, the Lord will not allow me to die at my enemies' hands. But I will live and declare the works of the Lord. I shall live a monument of God's mercy and his power and his works shall be declared in me. Did you hear that? Can you say that with me? Say, I shall live a monument of God's mercy, a monument of God's power, and a monument of God's grace. It shall work in me. I declare it and I decree it. He says right here, God's mercy and power. His works shall be declared in me, and I will make it my business, or make it the business of my life, to praise and to magnify God. Looking unto upon that as the end of my preservation, God comes to encourage us and to lift us. But we must make it our business, the monument of our business, to worship and to praise God. Praise him in spite of our situation and in spite of our circumstances. We can allow things around us of what we're going through to interfere or to hinder our praise. Times are not always going to be easy, for it was never promised to us. For he did say in his word that if you name the name of Christ, he said you're going to suffer persecution. But he turns around and he tells us, oh, bless God, to count it all joy. He said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations and when you're tempted for my name's sake. And I want to encourage you tonight, your heart, and let that let your mind be troubled. For when you are rejected by men, you've already been accepted by the Lord. You've already been accepted by the great I am. And who greater to be accepted by than the great I am? So even though you're going through right now and dealing with some things in your life, you've got to remember that Jehovah has instructed us that everything that he promised us, he has already done. For it was already predestinated and predeclared for us in the beginning of time that God would be our refuge and our strength, that he would be our very present help in the time of trouble. We look down at verse 5, and when the people put you in prison, you see, people have a way of putting you in prison. And they have a way of putting you in prison by hating on you. They're hating on you because either you're doing something that they don't have the nerve or the audacity to do, or they're hating on you because they're envious of what you are doing. And they want what you're doing. They want what you have. But people have a way of putting you in the prison. They put you, your name, in prison. For when they begin to talk about and scandalize your name, they begin to put your name, or they put your name in prison. And only the Lord can come and deliver and free your name. And you have some people who will put your business in prison. They'll walk up and tell everything that goes on in your household and in your love life or in your marriage or in your family. And they put your business in prison. And it's not always good to tell people what's going on, what God has shared with you, your dreams and your aspirations. Sometimes it's good just to keep them to yourself, because people have a way of putting your dreams into prison. If they could captivate you and captivate your dreams, they captivate and hold you in a box. And then you have people who try to put your family in prison.
By talking your family and discussing and downplaying or talking about your family, they have a way of bringing the family and putting that family in prison.
But the Lord said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly and be free in the Lord. He said, but when I cried unto the Lord, not only did the Lord hear me when I cried unto him, but he made me free. Not only did the God I serve hear my cry, but he brought deliverance and freedom to my situation. When you're going through the things you're dealing with and going through tonight, you've got to know that God is on your side. You've got to know that the Lord is faithful and he's just. You've got to know that the Lord is sure to his word. And every word that he promised is yea and amen. You've got to know in your heart and in your spirit who is your refuge and your fortress. Who is the very present help in the time of trouble? Who is the joy in the midst of sorrow? Who is your peace when the storms of life are raging? Who calms the raging sea? Peace to every and any troubled situation. I declare it's nobody but Jesus. For he's the one tonight that knows everything about you, loves you just the same, and he's able to deliver. I declare to you tonight, hold your head up high. For you shall not die, but you shall live. Decreeing and declaring tonight that I shall live. For I shall not die at the hand of my enemies. Though you slay me, yet will I trust him. Though I may not understand the things that I'm going through right now, may not understand how or when the Lord is going to do it. But one thing I'm sure and I know, that the God that I serve, the great I am, the great I am, he is able to deliver from any situation. He's able to bring you out of any problem that you're going through right now. For he said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man will open unto me, he said, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. I'll dwell with you. I'll bring peace to your world. I'll bring joy where there is no joy. He said, I come tonight and I come with everything that you need. I bring blessings and good things when I come. But I need you to invite me to your house, because the Lord is with me tonight. I shall not fear. Because the Lord is with me tonight, I'm not going to worry about what tomorrow holds, for tomorrow is already in the Lord's hand. All I'm to do is to keep on trusting in God. And I encourage you tonight to keep your hand in God's hand. No matter how dark the clouds may be, no matter how hard the rain may fall, no matter how hot the sun may shine, keep your hand in God's hand on tonight. Know for yourself that God, the God we serve, is able. I said, the God that we serve, he's able. He said, I'm able to do exceedingly and abundantly all that you can ever ask or think. Just trust me on tonight. Trust in the Lord and be of good courage, for he shall strengthen thine heart. But you got to wait on the Lord. David said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. I believe I hear old Job saying, after the enemy had come in, after God allowed the enemy to touch Job's life, and brought Job down to nothing after losing everything that he had. And now Job
The enemy said, Job has lost everything, and I've snatched everything that was around him from him. But if you allow me to touch his body, he said, I know he'll curse you to your face. Well, the Lord told Satan, I have confidence in my manservant. Go ahead and touch his body. For Job is sure and true to his word. Well, the enemy touched Job's body and caused Job to break out in boils, and they begin to stink and they begin to ooze pus and blood, to where his friends begin to say to Job, you must have done something, for your God that you serve has turned his back on you. You've lost everything, Job, that you had. And now your body has been afflicted. Job, what you're going to do now? Job said, I don't know what you're talking about, for you sound foolish. Then Job's wife had the nerve to come to him and say, Job, husband, you need to curse God. And if something you did wrong, Job said, hold on just 1 minute. Now I've got to speak up and tell y'all something. He said, though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. And all Job was saying, though I go through the storms and the struggles of life, though I'm being persecuted and ridiculed and cast aside, though I'm being lied on and mistreated and misunderstood, he said, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait till my change comes. He said, no matter what's going on in my world, my change is going to come. Doesn't matter how dark it may get in your world, your change is going to come. It does not matter what it seems like or the situation is right now. Your change is going to come. Hold on to God's unchanging hand tonight, for your change is on the way. I said, your change is on the way. Oh, bless the name of God. If you could just hold on just until the morning time. Reaping been may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I said, weeping may endure just for a night, but your joy is coming in the morning. And I want to encourage you on tonight. Joy is coming. So keep on praising God. Don't take down your praise. Don't take down your worship. Keep your praise on maximum. Don't turn your praise down to minimum. Don't turn your praise down to five, halfway. Keep your praise up to max. Max out your praise. Max out your worship. And in this season, watch God begin to move speedily for you. Because of your praise, because of your worship, even in the face of adversity, even in the midst of your storm, that you yet have a praise. The Lord said, I will come quickly. I will rescue. I will bring freedom when I come. So keep your hand in God's hand on tonight. And be encouraged going into this new year, knowing that you shall live and not die. And you've got to declare the works of the Lord. You've got to tell of God's goodness. You got to witness and tell somebody, the Lord did this. I was once there, but the Lord brought me here. The Lord delivered. The Lord set me free. The Lord brought me out. You got to tell it. You shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. Be encouraged on tonight, knowing that God is with you, and we meet again on next week. In Jesus' name.